love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Theme tune. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
He's still got some more stories in him. And here he is, with 24 years at the tap end. It's Chris.
What an intro.
I'm not calling you my friend Chris anymore.
Really?
I think we've established that.
It's just odd on reflection, isn't it? After that person's made a point of it, it does sound a bit weird.
Yeah, someone said last week, and it's weird. So here's Chris with Tap End.
Are we still friends?
Yeah, no, that's still on. It's just that I don't think I need to say it all the time.
Okay, I'm just worried that you're dropping the friend thing.
No.
Right, that's off.
Yeah, bye. So where are we at?
I'm going to take you to my 17th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
Well, I am... I'm Duncan Bannatyne.
Okay, very good. And I'm King Kong. I'm not sure if we've done that before, but...
Do you know what that is?
It's a gorilla.
Yeah.
Massive one.
Uh-huh.
And it was in a film, I'm told.
It's a film. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Ready.
It was around Halloween kind of time. Life was good. I was spending lots of time with the boys, doing the things most 17-year-olds do. Playing lots of Queen Latifah, unsuccessfully trying to meet girls, and cracking on with life. Most of our time was spent at Chinese Dave's house, as he had one of those converted garages that was the perfect place to chill. Inside was a darts board and pool table and a mini fridge filled with beers.
Did Chinese Dave never get fed up of you lot coming around? Because when you're not in his car, you're at his house.
It's true. At that time, we used to spend a lot of time with Chinese Dave.
Is he not like, go home?
Well, I think he liked us all being round. It was stuff to do. And the garage was his, so it was like having our own place, really.
So is it like attached to his parents' house?
Yeah.
But separate?
Yeah, but he was allowed full sort of, he was allowed to do the walls there. So we'd decorate the walls, we'd all write pictures and things on there.
What kind of pictures?
You know.
All right.
And yeah, it was just a really good place to chill.
Who was on your wall at that age?
I can tell you exactly who was on my wall at that age. Holly Valance. If you don't remember Holly Valance, and you've got the audio version of this autobiography, press play now. Tune?
Yeah, this is her best one, I think.
Yeah. I used to love this song, but I remember the video was amazing.
It's better than Down Boy.
Was that one?
Oof. That's enough.
Here's a little fact for you. Holly Valance was the first ever calendar that I got. You know, the first time you get your first calendar. What was your first calendar?
I didn't really have a calendar.
But you must have at some point.
No, I don't think I did. I tell you, when I was really young, guess what I had? A Radio 1 calendar.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
And who was on it?
All the DJs of the day, of that time.
Do you know what's my favourite with those calendars is, bless my gran, I'm not saying she's on the calendar, but I mean, every year she gets a present for me, my brother and sister, but my mum buys it. So she doesn't know what she's bought, but it's roughly about £10. Now, she doesn't realise that for the last 4 or 5 years, she's been buying my brother the latest Hollyoaks Babes calendar. And every time my brother has to call her and say thank you for the Hollyoaks calendar, she's like, oh, yes, do you like it? Like, she doesn't have a clue.
When she bought you inadvertently the Holly Valance
she
one as
bought
well.
Me the Holly Valance calendar.
So your gran's been buying you calendars of sexy ladies,
yeah,
you and your brother, for years,
yeah,
without even knowing about it.
Doesn't have a clue.
I love that.
I would always go straight from school, straight round to his garage, and this was the base that we planned all our holidays from. The ongoing project at that time was the designing of the shirts for our first group holiday away to Malia, and designs were up on the wall. So we were designing the shirts. Do you remember the first time we went out, we got black shirts with an England flag on the heart, and then across the middle it said The Lads.
Good.
2005. We were 17.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite basic.
Yeah. And name on the back. Yeah. Name and number. Bizarrely, we did numbers on the back. Who
what,
does
phone
that?
Number?
No, it'd be like, I was number 7.
Why?
Well, I chose number 7 because then if anyone looked at the numbers, like, we all had to have a number. I thought, whatever people thought that number represented, seven's a good number to go for, isn't it? 7 out of 10, 7 inches, seven, whatever measurement you want. Like, it just is a good number to always go for, I think.
Right. I love your logic.
The good thing about our group of guys is they are a proper mix of blokes. Cantona is great for going straight up and talking to girls, even if he can be a bit inappropriate. It allows the rest of us to then step in and apologise if he offends, which itself is an easy in. So if he insults a girl, if he says something slightly rude, they get annoyed, then immediately I can go straight behind and go, I'm really sorry for my friend, he's had a few.
And then start chatting.
And start chatting to them.
Well, so he doesn't do it deliberately, he accidentally insults girls, then you come in and apologise, and that's how you get the chat going.
Mm. He's just very direct with what he says to girls. Okay. Generally, he says exactly what he wants, there and then.
Does he not have a self-edit?
He struggles to self-censor.
Right.
Sir Dossa is very funny and writes good music. Chazza is a bit of a cheeky lad, and the Beast and the Convict offer a bit of muscle. Chinese Dave and Lenski are the organisers of our group, plan all major events that we attend. When we go on holiday, Lenski is the kind of person that likes to talk to the locals and try and speak the language. Chinese Dave is also into his culture. He's the one who introduced me to drinking cocktails from a teapot and putting a grip around my beer bottle.
Real cultural things.
Yeah, do you know those... he brought some back from one of his trips to Copenhagen or somewhere like that.
And yeah, yeah.
And it was a grip to put around the beer bottle. I've got to say, it's lovely. Yeah. But it's that kind of cultural stuff that he's into.
Sure.
A lot of Chinese Dave's events are a little too cultured. He might go on the odd course or go to eat dim sum. But every now and then, he finds an event which I wouldn't have thought of, but is a good idea. A popular theme park that rhymes with Pork Park were running their annual Fright Night, and Chinese Dave was keen to go. This was one of the activities that he'd found that we'd all sort of thought was a good idea.
Okay.
Me, Dougsy and Chazza were keen to get involved in this one. It was an evening event, so meant that we had to go straight after school, but we were all up for this. It was a busy night, and the park was filled with girls. It'd been a great idea to come here. There were so many girls that queues for the rides were massively long. We knew we had to prioritise which ones we went on. They were everywhere, Scott.
Girls?
Yeah.
I know, we've said this before. I mean, they literally, they're everywhere at these parks.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good place to go, but if you, you know, a good, I suppose a good pond to fish from.
Yes. So many of them.
Although we were there for the occasion, the priority, as always, was to try and meet some girls. But as always, even though they were everywhere, we were struggling to isolate one or two that we could move on. Up until we ended up behind a small group of girls whilst queuing for a ride called Tidal Wave. They were a bit of a mix, but averaged out at about a 7. We weren't going to get a better group to pitch at than that. They seemed like they were on a similar level to us. Do you know what I mean? Because we were a very average group of lads.
Yeah.
So obviously you don't want to go too high, you don't want to punch above your weight because you just look stupid.
You don't want to go for an 11 when you're actually 6.
Yeah, and we sort of knew our limits. So we found this group of girls and they sort of seemed like, you know, nice, friendly, but... Didn't you know what I mean?
So, I mean, it's just like you and the lads and them, just a average group of 7s.
Yes, yes, all 7s.
Yeah.
As I told you, it's a magic number. Forget
it is.
3. It's 7. It always comes down to 7. It was clear they had noticed us, but it all got awkward now, and someone needed to break the ice. Dougsy stepped in and engaged the girls, asking if any of them had the time. It was clever, that.
Mm.
It was a good move. One of the girls talked to us. The rest just stood behind whispering. We all managed to step in and help Dougsy keep the conversation going, and we continued this up until the point we boarded Tidal Wave. We boarded what was like a giant log flume that fit about 12 people. You know the one I mean, then. So it's a massive log flume. It fits, you know, quite a few people in, so we could be right behind these girls.
So you're all in a line of lads,
yeah.
and the girls are in front of you on the same ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
The ride slowly tilted the log flume back as the mechanics carried the log up a steep hill from which we would be free-falling into a massive lake of water. As the log rolled over the edge of the hill and hurtled towards the water, we splashed hard into the lake. Weirdly, we didn't get as wet as we thought we would, which was lucky as it was a cold night. It seemed like a good result to me. I hadn't really wanted to get very wet. As we exited the log flume, we walked towards a hut. We continued to do our best to keep the girls' interest. They were a bit more chatty after the ride. It must have been the adrenaline. I think that's another good bit of advice as well. If you are going to be behind a group of girls that you want to talk to them the moment they step off that ride, because they're filled with adrenaline and they're, I don't know, it's just they're a bit more chatty and enthusiastic about talking to you.
Okay, that's a good tip.
As we stood in the hut watching the next people about to plunge into the lake on the ride, the girls moved away from us slowly. I wasn't sure why. Me and the boys stood there, looking forward as the log flume went crashing down into the lake, causing a massive wave that hurtled towards the open wooden shack we were in. There was no time to react. Me and the boys got drenched. This was why it was called Tidal Wave. We stood there as the girls stood there laughing at us. I was too soaked and annoyed to even notice them walk off. They had completely done us over.
So they'd obviously been on the ride before?
They knew what was happening, or they'd read the signs, or we were too focused on the girls to realise that if you stand in this hut, the point of this tidal wave is it somehow, I don't know the physics of it, mean that this massive wave crashes towards the hut. You can choose to get really wet if you want by standing in that thing, but it was a cold night, and none of us had signed up to that.
No.
And these girls just stood there laughing. It was the first moment I realised in my life that girls cannot be trusted. If they are listening and remember this, I think they went to a school in Rittmansworth. I hope you're well. And no hard feelings about the tidal wave. I've sort of forgiven them now.
Oh, that's good of you. How long ago was it?
I was 17.
And that was the first time you learned that girls cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
And not the last.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's for another time.
Yeah.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.